I haven't thought much about the idea in the first reading in my life, really. Do I cause others to sin? Does my behavior cause them to reject God? Paul is talking about a dietary law and a problem with idol worship. But his premise is that he won't engage in eating meat of any kind so as not to cause his brothers and sisters to sin. And so the question, do I cause others to sin? It's a difficult question in many respects because there are so many layers to it, at least as I think of my own life. Does the way I react to others cause them to sin? Does it so change their attitude that their lives become more susceptible to doing something wrong? Am I generous enough to witness to the power of the gospel life? Is my life such that people see in it an opportunity to turn away from sin and to turn toward Jesus? Obviously, everyone is responsible for their own sin. But the witness and example we give is not an unimportant consideration for Jesus. Think of Matthew 25, for example, where people who didn't even recognize they were serving Jesus himself by feeding the poor and visiting the sick and those in prison and so forth, were in fact demonstrating the power of ministering to Jesus himself, because of the inherent dignity of those made in the image and likeness of God. It seems, at least for me, that today is an opportunity to examine my own life, to see what type of gospel witness I provide to others.